You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.
Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich out there on the edge of everything. This episode is entitled, Hire Your Weakness. Let me tell you another true story. A few months back, I interviewed Christy Rutherford, an executive coach for Alpha Women and a former commander in the U.S. Coast Guard. Christy indicated one of her leadership roles was to mentor the weakest of new people under her command on the procedures for being effective at their position in the U.S. Coast Guard. On my blog post at sleszovich.com, I have a link to that interview with Christy Rutherford. It's one of my podcast episodes. I really suggest you listen to that interview because you can learn a lot about leadership. We really went deep to discuss a lot of leadership topics that are very relevant to anyone who is running a business. It made me think about something. One component of being a good leader is for you to understand your own weaknesses, then hire your weaknesses. What are you weak at professionally? I'm an attorney in private practice, and a large part of my law practice is working with startup companies and assisting them with legal advice to make them successful. I have founded my own law firm as an entrepreneur back in 2002 and do not like to do my own business or personal taxes. Therefore, I am weak at doing taxes. One of my clients is a brilliant visionary and she has significant sales and marketing experience, but little practical business experience. Therefore, she is weak at completing the day-to-day operations required to run a business. Another one of my clients is a creative genius and has significant prior experiences running a business, but has no sales and marketing experience. Therefore, he is weak at selling the products he creates. Sarah Blakely, the billionaire businesswoman and founder of Spanx, the activewear apparel company, said this, quote, "The smartest thing I ever did was hire my weakness," close quote. How do you hire your own weakness? Consider these three things. Number one, create a list of your own strengths and weaknesses. Take out a pencil or a pen and a piece of paper and create two columns. Label the first my strengths. Label the second my weaknesses. For both strengths and weaknesses, consider your emotional, intellectual, interpersonal, and personal strengths and weaknesses. If you have trouble determining your weaknesses, think about the opposites of your strengths to gain clarity through contrast. For example, if your strengths are being logical and predictable, your weaknesses may include being not creative and spontaneous. After creating your list, look at your list of weaknesses and rewrite it in priority order, with item number one being your biggest weakness, item number two being your next biggest weakness, etc. Number two, use your list of strengths and weaknesses to complete a SWOT analysis, S-W-O-T. SWOT, S-W-O-T, stands for S, strengths, W, weaknesses, O, opportunities, and T, threats, and is a method for identifying and analyzing internal strengths and weaknesses and external opportunities, for example, emerging needs, underserved markets, lack of competition, etc., and external threats, for example, competitors, changing needs, products at the end of a life cycle, etc. The SWOT method, S-W-O-T, was created by Alfred Humphrey, who developed the approach at the Stanford Research Institute back in the 1960s. A SWOT analysis is used to determine how closely a business is aligned with its growth, profitability, and success trajectories. Take out another piece of paper and create two more columns and label them opportunities, the O in SWOT, and threats, the T in SWOT. and fill these two columns to complete your SWOT analysis to examine your growth, profitability, and success trajectories. Now, on my blog post on slesovich.com, I have a link to a website where you can get a SWOT template to actually fill in if you so desire. Number three, hire your weakness. Based on your SWOT analysis and your list of weaknesses in priority order, create a job description to define a position to hire your weakness. Post the job description, collect resumes and candidates to interview, then hire a person who can complete all the tasks required by your biggest weaknesses. Your biggest weaknesses are that person's greatest strengths. Hiring your weaknesses will allow both you and the person you hire to focus on your strengths and their strengths and position your company on a path for success. Using these techniques, my female client hired her weakness, a business manager, to complete all the day-to-day operations of her business. My male client hired his weakness, a sales manager, to market and sell the products he created. I hired my weakness, a certified public accountant, to handle all my taxes. Hiring your biggest weakness will help you create a positive impact in your own business and put you on a trajectory for success. Till next time, I'm Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net.
This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.